And I'm just delighted to have you as a friend, Liz, and just thrilled that you would invite us here at your home. And here we are in Bastrop, Texas. And if you kind of look out into the distance here, let's see, your driveway is 1.7 miles off the road. And as you just kind of drive around here on your multiple acres, how many acres do you have here?
315.
Oh, only 315. And we've gone out and about. You've got your own chapel, which is really cool, and just spectacular. All these beautiful oak trees, and it's really nice. In fact, this is more temperate than up where we live in Idaho. And you've got a couple of orange trees, and you see just in the backdrop there's a couple of palm trees, and they look pretty healthy. And we're going to have a barbecue, a Texas barbecue later on today. So if you're in the area, come on over. So, but hey, Liz, I think one of the most wonderful things that you can do with your life is just take charge of it and do great things. And one of the wonderful ways to just excel and make an impact in the world is in the arena of business. And tell us how you made your entrepreneurial journey. You've really done some things. Just last night you were telling me that you used to fly to England every month to work on one of your divisions over in the UK, and you were a big supplier to Raytheon in Scotland, and did all kinds of stuff. In fact, in your big place here, one wall is devoted to just all this memorabilia about just the things that you've accomplished. So anyway, you're pretty awesome. So tell us a little bit about how to be an entrepreneur and how you became successful. I'd love to hear your story.
Well, I tell people that I just stumbled along the Lord took care of me. I worked for 16 years at Texas Instruments, and there I was the first female in practically everything to get involved in a man's world. And I learned a lot at Texas Instruments. TI stands for Training Institute. And it really did. And you could do whatever you wanted to do. You had to fight your way up as a woman. But I did. And became the first female at TI to travel, and became the first female to have my own call center. And then became the only person to ever go salary at TI without a degree.
Oh, wow.
And, so I left TI then, and I handled what was called a die area, which means I was servicing a special niche market.
Mm-hmm.
People who wanted to build miniature, we call them tigers.
Mm-hmm.
And so they needed the bare die from the wafers that came out of the front end. So it became a niche market that started out very small, and we were doing $4 million when I left TI, which sounds like nothing for Texas Instruments, except we were doing it at a 95% gross profit margin.
95% gross profit, wow.
We got a lot of attention from upper management. And so when this guy came in and wanted to me to sell him my product, so he could resell it to the market, I went out to California to see what he was going to do with my precious dye, and he made me an offer that I couldn't refuse. And so I left Texas Instruments after almost 16 years and went to California to have to start a company. And we grew very, very rapidly. We were doing $14 million after 5 years. But we were also cheating our customers. And I couldn't sleep at night. I went from 130 pounds down to 98, which is a walking skeleton for me. And so I told him in April I was going to leave if we didn't stop, and he promised me it would stop. And I found out in July that it hadn't stopped. And so I walked into his office and said, I'm leaving. He took me to dinner and tried to change my mind, and I didn't. He went back to the office and stood there while I cleaned out my desk and took my car keys and took next morning I wake up, I've got a daughter in college, a daughter in private school, no car, and no job, and a large mortgage. So I got on the phone and called a company called Sprague back east and said, if I start my own company, can I have your line of ship? And much to my amazement, Alan Kemple said yes. At 6 o'clock, my California time, I called Texas Instruments and asked them the same thing, expecting it to take probably 3 weeks to get an answer. At 8 o'clock, they called me back and told me that I had gone.
Wow.
So I went downtown, Los Angeles, got on the phone with Sacramento until I came up with a name. I didn't know I needed an attorney to do any of this stuff. So I came up with a name, went to the library, filled out the paperwork, and sent it in. That was on July the 23rd. We were ready to open our doors August 1st, but we couldn't get phones till August the 18th. And so August the 18th came, and I had a goal that day to book an order. And I stayed on the phone all day long. At 3 o'clock that afternoon, I booked an order with Beckman for $10,237.99. It was a $1,500 order. I was on cloud nine, and we were on our way. So I knew that I was not going to stay in California. I don't like California's way of doing business. And so I started searching to see where we would move. I hired a guy from Westinghouse, he was at the time, but he taught a class at George Washington University, and I hired them to do the feasibility study on where we would move. 35 letters went out. One did not go to Austin, but somehow Dallas or Houston, they did go to, sent that letter to Austin, and Austin went after us like we were an IBM.
Wow.
And so I moved here in to Austin in December of 1982. That started my company in August of 81. And the rest is history. We were very successful and had a wonderful 29 years and sold the company in 2010.
Wow.
And so the Lord took care of me. I've always had the philosophy, if something comes up that looks good, go for it. If the Lord intends, does not intend for you to do it, he'll put stumbling blocks.
Well, if you have him as a senior partner,
I do.
That's a good partner to have. Tell us now, okay, how did NECAN enter your life? What happened?
Oh, my. In 1984, I had a major car accident. And I totaled a Mercedes, which is pretty hard to do. And after that, I had back problems. That I tried the drugs and things like that. I can't go that route. So I learned to live with it. I went to chiropractors and massage therapists and did all of that routinely to try to help the pain. But there was a hot poker between my shoulders that I lived with 100% of the time.
Mm.
So I didn't sleep at night either. And Joe Keegan, my insurance agent, knew that I was suffering with that. And one day he walked into the office and he said, Liz, I think Mae's got something that can help you. And we're having a luncheon, so if you want to go, I'd be glad to take you over. I went. And I saw the Insoles demos that day. It was a luncheon and Rick Murphy was speaking, and but I joined that day and ordered my Insoles.
Mm-hmm.
That was in November of 2002. In December, I ordered my water system because I began to see the importance of a wellness home. In January, I ordered something else. I can't remember what
so
it was.
It isn't like you saw this and just jumped and got everything all at once.
No, I didn't get it all at once. In February, I ordered my sleep system. And it's been told in Austin, and Scott was on his way up here to bring it out when Joe came in to do a rollout on me. And I got up from there to rollout.
Wow.
I was so excited. I came home that night and got on that sleep system, and that was the old rock. 2011, we call it.
Yeah.
I got on that and I thought, oh Lord, what have I done? I will never be able to sleep on this thing. I was asleep within 15 minutes and slept till 5:30 the next morning. I could not believe it when I woke up. And I had slept the night through. So I got excited after that.
Uh-huh.
And I'm still excited today.
Yeah. You know? Uh-huh.
Yeah. Sneaking is wonderful.
Yeah, it's amazing. Now, in perspective, I think that's phenomenal. Most businesses don't have a 90% profit margin. That's wow. And of course, Nikan doesn't either. I think we got a pretty good
not
one.
Quite.
But the thing I love is in the marketplace, there's nothing more exciting than having something that everybody needs. Nobody has it yet, and it can change lives so much. And also, I think if you look at business, it really is a fun thing to have a business of your own. You just think different. It's just something like, I'm a business owner. You wake up in the morning thinking of yourself as a business owner. It's really cool versus saying, I got to go to work at Joe's Machine Shop pretty soon you really start thinking about Monday, or Wednesday is hump day, or Friday. Thank goodness, almost it becomes, work is an inconvenience between the weekends and owning something that you're excited about and you taking charge and determining what you're worth and growing it, is amazing. And especially with Nikan, I just think day to day that, as we build this business, you're not putting anything at risk. You're not wondering, oh, am I going to lose millions of dollars or how can I get hurt? It's just basically, wow, somebody might say no. Well, they might say yes, too. What do you think? What's your perspective on doing Nikan? Because you're a platinum. You've touched a lot of lives and it's amazing. I don't think you've ever really used it as a profit thing. You just kind of give it to other stuff. So you're pretty awesome.
Thank you.
Anyway, tell us a little
bit
about that.
Well, the Lord blessed me with a fabulous salary at my company. And after I sold the company, I invested everything into real estate. And so the Lord's continuing to bless. And I have made some pretty hefty commitments to the Campus Crusade over the years. And that's what I've used my profits from Nikan for.
Mm.
Continue to, not necessarily 100% Campus Crusade, but all for the kingdom work. I've been off again, on again. After I got excited, I went platinum, I think, in 4 years,
mm-hmm.
5 years,
cool.
Something like that. And it wasn't always easy because when you're in business, everything's not rosy all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I just found yesterday a memo that I had written to my group at NIMCO, my management group, and we were having a really tough year in 2007. Now, I had totally forgotten about that. You have a tendency to put things like that out of your mind. But so I was at times concentrating on NIMCO and virtually doing hardly anything with Nikan, and then after I sold the company, I've worked pretty steady. But also being in real estate is not always rosy.
No.
And I just experienced one of my toughest 2 weeks in since I've been in the real estate market. But I love Nikan, and I am a lifer. There is no question about it. And I just enjoy telling other people what it's done for me.
What's your favorite story other than yours? Because that sounds like that made you a lot better as far as your day-to-day life, having that red hot poker taken out of your back. So what else has happened?
Well, I think one of the things that excited me was the first people that I sponsored in to Nikan when I decided I was doing the business was Ken and Byron Anderson. And Ken had a for the lack of a better word, a sore on his leg that went from his knee to his ankle. And the latest doctor that he had gone to had given him a little tube of salve that was $100. And it had done nothing for it. Well, Ken was a skeptic. I mean, a real skeptic. He was going to come to the meeting just so he could possibly help this business lady not get suckered into the snake oil. And so he, I think it was the second meeting they were at, Byra insisted that he ordered the water. And he did. And almost immediately, within a couple of weeks, he began to see the leg getting better and better. And then he really got on board. And he still has scars from it, but his leg was healed within 3 months.
Oh, wow.
And it was basically the water. He wasn't drinking. He was drinking zero water. He was drinking
soda pop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if you didn't have the Nikan water here, boy, I've tasted the water out of your tap just brushing my teeth, and it doesn't taste good here.
Oh.
So love Nikan water. It really helps. So any final thoughts? Is this a good time to do Nikan?
Oh, it's a wonderful time to do Nikan. And it's all you have to do is just tell people. Just listen. They'll bring it up. You know, we were at dinner last night, and I had a man almost my age.
That's pretty young.
Right. Text me that he wanted a bracelet and three lactoferrins, and then Sunday, I had a lady walk up to me at church and tell me she needed the information on the water system. So it's people are beginning to understand the importance of their health, finally. And there's a lot of them that'll go to their grave on their posts and things like that. But there's more and more people beginning to understand the importance of alkalinity, the importance of our diet, and this type of thing. So now is a perfect time to promote our product.
Oh, never been more excited. So,
nope.
Yeah, we've been doing it even longer than you, and we're going to do it again too. So we're pumped. The new Nikan, I tell people, because it really is with all of the new stuff. It's just, you know, some dramatic changes that make it go quicker. So,
yes.
So we're excited. Well, anyway, hey, so glad to have everyone here. And again, let's see, this is where the barbecue is going to be. And Valerie? Love you all. Take care.